Howard, your career has been so varied and so interesting, and it includes being an entrepreneur, a venture capitalist, an educator, writer, lecturer, art collector, all of it. And you can always check him out at howardtolman.com. But I love this article, A Candle Loses Nothing by Lighting Another Candle. Boy, isn't that true in life.
You know, it's true in charity especially, but it's true in teaching. It's true in so many different ways. You know, this piece was, it's funny because this piece, I think I told you a while ago, the editors write the headline.
Right.
And, you know, that always, you know, so I think they sort of missed it. You know, they talked about the fact that it's nice to have your customers saying nice things about you. And that's true. But the real gist of the article was about sharing information and how lousy a job we do in companies and everywhere else. And just knowing what we don't know, and also knowing that within our organizations, there's a lot of knowledge that we haven't tapped and taken advantage of and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was interesting. I mean, I think that it's something that AI is either going to change the world. And this is one way that it might change it for better, because it's going to know where all the information is, and it's going to know wherever it's located in the company, and however, you know, guarded a given, you know, department might be, or however much people want to hide the watermelon or whatever it is and not share information. The systems are now going to be subject to the tools of AI, which is going to find everything and make it available to everybody for better or for worse. But I think for better.
Well, I would like to believe that, too. But look, at that was what we said about the Internet. Oh, my God, it's going to change everything. It's going to change everything for the better. It did, but boy, we have a lot of issues now that didn't exist before the Internet.
Well, the two sins that are, you know, that are world class going on are, one, the damage we're doing to our kids with the Internet, and two, the way, you know, the Trump people are mortgaging our economic future, which is going to really come back and be a burden for the next couple of generations. I mean, but the Internet and turning social media loose on these young kids is so frightening and so depressing. And, you know, we've talked about it before in terms of gambling now, and, you know, converting game playing into gambling so quickly and making that available for the kids. All of these things. And also, you know, I mean, I think it's amazing that you can learn to play guitar, you can learn to play piano in ways that we never could before. And on the other hand, you can learn to make, you know, bombs and ghost guns and just terrible things.
Yeah.
And there's no, you know, sort of limitations. And B, the people in Congress, including, and I like Dick Durbin, I mean, I've known him for 40 years probably. But I mean, I think the last 10 years, he and Schumer and all the Democrats were just too slow and too weak about a lot of different things. And one was, you know, regulating the Internet and trying to get this under control. And you can.
But Australia did it.
Letters.
Did you see that? Kids in Australia woke up this morning and went, "What the heck?" So
yeah,
Australia
You can do it, but you can't do it if the top 20 people in your company are completely owned by the very tech companies that are doing this to the kids. I mean, you know, when you look around a room and Mark Zuckerberg is there, and, you know, all the cast of characters are literally, you know, they have Trump in their pocket. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's crazy. But actually, I thought that you would love. I wrote this article, and this line that I put in, I thought you would always
the
love.
Fish and line. Is it the fish and line?
Yeah.
I love it. This is what he wrote. There were the biggest fish in the pond, and they were the biggest fish in the pond, and you always want to fish where the fish are. If fishing were easy, it'd be called catching. That made me giggle. And I think the last line of your article is why they came up with the headline. You said smart companies don't silo or sequester their information assets. They share them broadly for the greater good. Spreading the word like lighting one candle from another doesn't diminish the first. It just doubles the illumination for all, which is much better than the headline.
That's, well, I agree. And, you know, it's funny because you know, I can only put it out there. And then, in fact, the headline when I sent it in was "A Candle Loses Nothing by Lighting Another Candle." So, to hear that come back and say we need to spend more money building brands was a little bit disconcerting, but it's
right,
okay.
Right.
On the whole.
Okay.
I want to just say one last thing, which is about the internet. You know, I continue to think, and you know, you were talking about the Mavericks. I continue to think as a discovery tool, it's completely and still the most wondrous thing that we have. I remember the way I was introduced to the Mavericks, and this is really, you know, in the weeds, but they did a song, they covered, I thought it was a cover, it's a song called Back in Your Arms Again.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a cover of a song that Bruce Springsteen did in 1995 called Back in Your Arms. And so I went to listen to it, and it was a completely different song, which sometimes happens, but it was great, and it got me into the band, and I ended up spending a lot of time listening to them.
Yeah, absolutely loved him. I'm heartbroken that Raul Malo did not win his battle with cancer, because, boy, if anybody fought hard, he did. Hey, so this article's about your first business helping insurance companies, but you've had your hands in so many businesses. And we were talking about a Chicago-based we were talking about Cameo last week, Chicago-based. Yep. Were you a part of that?
Yeah, we were. I was Stephen's landlord when he started the company. He started it as 1871.
Okay, so, you know, they have people like John Cusack now and Jean-Claude Van Damme and the manager of the Dodgers, who makes millions every year. How is it these people want to sit down in front of a camera and do cameos for $300 or $400 or $500?
Well, we need a minute and a half for me to tell you how this story started, but it started as follows. First of all, you could do 5 or 10 cameos in your car while you were driving to a game or something. So it was very time efficient. Second of all, over time, it started with, you know, E-level celebrities and worked its way up to everybody. But I remember Stephen specifically saying they met with some of the best athletes in the country, and they said to him, you know, you have a $10 million contract. We'll pay you a higher rate than your new contract, you know, for freshman, you know, football players and stuff like that. And these guys said, how is that possible? And his argument was like, if you consider the amount of time, you know, 1 minute that it takes you to record this, and we're going to pay you $500, you're making $1 trillion an hour. And they bought into that. They literally bought into that story.
And that's what being a good entrepreneur is about, right? You have to be able to sell.
Yeah, no, he was great. First of all, they lived it. I mean, nobody lived it more. You know, he had a partner on the West Coast. They lived it with the celebrities. Some of the earliest guys were football athletes and things. But, you know, Cameo has been a really great success. And frankly, you know, it got an enormous boost from COVID. I mean, that was a huge, it's one of the few companies. I mean, we're involved with Spot Hero, you know, parking and driving went to zero. We're involved with other companies, all of whom were, you know, 1871 founded companies. But Cameo really came into their own during the time when people, including every kind of celebrity, had it. One of the great things we did, I have to say, you talk about why are these people involved. We did a thing backstage at the Grammys, and we said to these celebrities who were waiting in the green room, for charity, this is all for charity. We said, will you record a 1 minute or a 2 minute, you know, pitch for various celebrities, for various charities, and it'll let us raise an enormous amount of money and things. And they were just very gracious with their time. And that was another way of sort of raising the level, that it wasn't something that only idiots would do, but it was something that everybody would do.
So. That's awesome. All right, we got to scoot. We're up against news time.
All right.
Great to catch up.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.